Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. In the week leading up to Good Friday, we have what you may call two of the most famous foot washings in history. In today's Gospel, we have a penitent Mary anointed the feet of Jesus Christ. And then, on Holy Thursday, Jesus himself washed the feet of his disciples. But they are two very different washings. For Jesus, there was no defilement in him. His feet were anointed with an aromatic and fragrant nard. But for the disciples, the dust of worldly attachment still clung onto the feet of the disciples, that their feet had to be washed. An interesting image in today's Gospel. So the nard was a very costly perfumed oil, and it anticipates what will happen in a few days, when Nicodemus brings a large amount of perfumed oil for Jesus' burial. St. John makes sure to include that the whole house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. The scent of the perfumed oil, which fills the whole house, signifies Mary's overflowing generosity in this gesture for Jesus. And yet, at the same time, the word for fragrance most often occurs in the Bible in reference to the odour of the liturgical sacrifices offered to God. The reason why there was perfume was largely in part to absorb the stinking smell of the sacrifices, and filling the temple instead with a sweet aroma. And so it is, taken in this light, the fragrance of the oil anticipates Jesus' own sacrificial gift of his own life, which he offers to the Father on the cross. So the foul smell of our own sin is taken over by the pleasing sweet aroma of Christ's sacrifice. I invite you this week to smell the love, the sweet fragrance of the cross, of divine mercy. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that though in our weakness we fail, we may be revived through the passion of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.